And good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Newstalk 1340 WJRW. Sound Off West Michigan. Last Thursday show of 2016. And we'll wrap up the year tomorrow. Remember, next week, starting on Tuesday, new time for the program. We're moving it back 1 hour to noon. Noon to one for Sound Off West Michigan. Chris Plant is expanding and rolling out nationally. So a lot of people have enjoyed the first 2 hours of the program here in Grand Rapids. The rest of the country will be able to hear Chris Plant starting on Monday and an expanded show to 3 hours. And I know that will make a lot of people happy. So that starts Monday, and we'll start our first show of the new year on Tuesday at noon here on 1340 WJRW. Coming up in the program, we're going to talk about a really cool event on the way to the North American International Auto Show, is commonly referred to as the Detroit Auto Show, but it is really an amazing showcase, and technology has been the thing that has been focused on so much over the last several years, and that will be the case today. But vintage is important as well, and heritage, and so we're going to talk about that with Sam Slaughter. He's the chairman of the North American International Auto Show, and we'll be talking with him coming up in just a moment about this cool Heritage Run, the drive home to the Heritage Run. We'll find out what that's all about. You'll have a chance to see some really cool cars here in Grand Rapids next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a very cool event, and we'll talk about it coming up in just a moment. We'll also talk with our friend Jenny Garoni from Celebration Cinema, who had kind of a special event going on today. She was hosting her own radio show on a different station, but we're going to talk about that event with her, and we'll also talk about all the movies that are out now for the holiday season. No big releases this weekend because they all came out on Christmas Day or before, and so we'll talk movies with Jenny and broadcasting, and that'll be fun. We'll do that coming up next half hour, and we might sneak her in a little bit early in just a moment or two after we talk with Sam. And I cannot start the program without mentioning just the total bizarre situation. We've talked about 2016 being a tough year for celebrities, icons in music and acting and on the world stage, with Muhammad Ali and Nancy Reagan passing away. And it just seems like a lot. And, of course, we know more with each passing year. We get more information. It's the information age. And so we're more aware, and we're certainly aware when these famous people who we make famous every day through media and now social media, and it's just natural that when time passes, these people pass away and we take note. It seems like more, though, this year. And I don't know if that's the function. I don't blame the year. I don't blame 2016 for being a year that that had a lot of celebrity deaths, but a lot of people died prematurely, and I certainly think that Carrie Fisher was one of those people. But how about the Fisher family and Debbie Reynolds suffering a stroke about 20 hours after her daughter passed away? And apparently, and I don't know if this has been confirmed, I did see it on the internet, and you know what Lincoln said about the internet. Not, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. But allegedly, and this will be confirmed at some point or refuted, Debbie Reynolds said, I want to go to be with Carrie. And whether she actually said that or not, the whole timing situation is horrible and awful and bizarre, and you could not, you know, an insane person could not have scripted it. And this year is especially tough, I think, for a lot of people who are noting the passing of these people. And, of course, people have their own situations in their own personal lives, and sometimes we inflate and conflate these celebrity deaths with, you know, them mingling with their own lives. They're, for the most part, they may have had an impact in some small way, for the most part, in some ways maybe bigger. But really what happens that's most important is in your own inner circle, in your work, in your family, in your friends, and things like that. But it was bizarre yesterday. It was very, very bizarre that Debbie Reynolds suffered that stroke and just hours later passed away, and less than a day after Carrie Fisher passed away. She was coming back to the United States from England on a transatlantic flight and then across. I mean, it's London to L.A. is a long flight, and she was in distress for several hours, apparently, of that flight, and passed away in the hospital in Los Angeles after that. And now her mom died, and they were both big stars in different ways. So wanted to mention that, and we'll go over some of the other highlights and lowlights of 2016 at the end of the program today and tomorrow as well. And we've got some hockey tickets to give away for the Grand Rapids Griffins against the Iowa Wild. This is for Wednesday night, the 4th of January? Yeah, it'll be a winning Wednesday. And we've got one pair of tickets to give away for that as well. Okay, so all that coming up. Right now, though, I want to get to the phones and welcome to our airwave Sam Slaughter. He is the 2017 chairman of the North American International Auto Show at Cobo Center, right? That's where they still have this amazing event, Sam. He's the chairman of this event, which will get underway. There will be media previews, and then it will be open to the public, and it is unbelievable what will be on display there. And Sam joins us right now. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great, and I'm. You said a mouthful about introducing the show here, but you're right. It's going to be a great show, and it's coming right up.
This is such a highlight, and I have to confess, it's been a couple of years since I've been to the auto show, and I'm hoping to get back in weeks to Cobo Center and the North American International Auto Show. It's a world class show. With the latest in auto design, technology is so huge now, and what else should we look forward to for the auto show?
Well, let's start with Cobo Hall. Cobo has undergone a huge $350 million renovation that is complete, and so if you haven't been in a couple of years, you're in for a treat to see how Cobo now takes advantage of its riverfront location and has really made a lot more room for the auto show, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also mention that Detroit is just continuing its rebound, and there's a lot to do in downtown Detroit now, whereas 10, 15 years ago you wouldn't have been able to say that. So a lot of good things going on in Southeast Michigan, as you know. But the show, as you point out, technology is really the watchword this year. There's so much coming at us with self-driving cars and adaptive cruise control and all the things, the rear-view cameras, all the things that cars do for us today that they didn't used to. That's really the focus of the show, and you're going to see a lot of manufacturers talking about it.
Great. Looking forward to it. Now let's talk about this cool event that will involve Grand Rapids next week and I guess several other states, the Drive Home 2, the Heritage Run. Tell us about this and the Grand Rapids connection.
Well, you know, the cool thing about the car is it's been around for over 100 years, and it's something that Americans really have a love affair with. And so we thought that it would be pretty neat to, not while we're talking about the future of where we're headed, be pretty neat to tie in something with classic cars, which
mm-hmm.
people have a lot of room in their heart for. So this year, the drive started in Boston, went down the East Coast through Washington, New York, Washington, Philadelphia, and it's headed to Grand Rapids next week.
Very cool. And tell us about the lineup of cars that are making this run.
So there's a 66 Ford Mustang. There's a 1960 Chrysler 300, which is a beast. And there's a 57 Chevy Nomad. So lot of different brands there to choose from. And we thought it would be good to stop in various places and have car enthusiasts have an opportunity to see the cars and bring their cars if they want to. And, you know, the great thing about the museum that's sponsoring this out in Washington is they believe that these classic cars should be driven, and I think a lot of car enthusiasts agree with them.
I absolutely do too, and they will stand out because they're all going to be a striking red, I am told, and nice to get the traditional big three all represented with Chevy, Chrysler, and Ford in there.
Right.
And also, is this vehicle going to be making the drive, a 1917 Crane Simplex Model 5 that J.D. Rockefeller owned?
Yeah, so it's making the trek. I wouldn't say it's making the drive.
Sure.
That's a lot of miles for that vintage, but it is making the trek, and it'll be on display here at the auto show in January.
Okay, very cool. Now, there will be, for those in Grand Rapids who want to find out, there is going to be a chance for people to see these cars in Grand Rapids. Will that be Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning? How will the people locally be able to check them out?
That's a great question. I'm not sure exactly what the timing is, and obviously it'll depend a little bit on how the cars make the trek. They're coming, I think, from Indianapolis up there for the drive. But we do track it on our website, NAIAS.com, and there's information there about each of the stops.
Okay.
So if somebody wanted to find out more specifically where it's going to be, they'll be able to do that.
Okay, and I'll have information on that as well. And I do know that there will be a Cars and Coffee event from 9 to 11 on Wednesday morning, and I believe that will be at Lambert Edwards and Associates, the PR firm that is helping plan this, that'll be on Commerce Avenue in Grand Rapids, and that's one opportunity that people can do to check these out. And I will tell you that I grew up on the east side of the state, and my dad was and is a car guy, and owned a 57 Chevy, and owned an early or a mid 60s Ford Mustang, and I'm not sure what year that was, whether it was a 66 or a 67 or something, but it was a beautiful car.
Era.
Yeah, it was in that era. And yep. And so when you grow up and you realize that so many people made their living and make their living in the car industry, these things are really close to their heart.
Yep.
And so this will be nice for people to check those vehicles out and get them fired up for the North American International Auto Show. So I appreciate you giving us some time today. And tell me about how long you've been associated with the North American International Auto Show. Is it a long tenure? Is it shorter?
It's about a five-year tenure. You start as an officer of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, which is the outfit that puts on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I was co-chair of the show, and this year chair of the show. And what's great about that is by the time you get to be the chair, you really kind of know the process and know what you need to do, and it makes it pretty easy on the dealer. Since it is a part-time job, being a volunteer chair of a show,
right?
I also have a business to run, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is so much fun, and there's the media preview days, and there's a charity gala every year that raises a ton of money for local organizations, and it's a glitzy affair. And then the public gets to check them out, all the vehicles out, and the displays, and it is such a thrill to be able to go there and spend some time and really take a look and see what the latest is in technology, in design, in efficiency, and all that stuff. And America's doing pretty good, aren't they?
America's doing great, and so much of this new technology is happening right here in Southeast Michigan. I think that's part of the point we're trying to make here is that, you know, this isn't a Silicon Valley thing. This is a auto business thing, and this is the heart of the auto business here in this country.
Very cool. All right, Sam, we really appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we'll see you at the auto show.
Okay, great. Look forward to it.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome. That's Sam Slaughter. He's the chairman of the North American International Auto Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment here on 1340 WJRW.